Maranatha, Mike Tagubin. Welcome, beloved, to a few more moments of Bible study together as we meditate upon the truths of God's Word. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. And he is, beloved, he's the source of eternal life, forgiveness of sin, peace with Almighty God, and understanding and knowledge of who God is. It all comes through the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing him as Savior, being born into the family of God, becoming a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. So many wonderful benefits and blessings through knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as one's personal Savior. Well, I'm delighted that you've joined us again for a few moments of Bible study. We're in Ephesians chapter 1. And last time we were in verse 9, as we are talking about the mystery of God's will that is revealed through knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. And so verse 8 again, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. And he's speaking about God the Father, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ. Oh, beloved, the mystery of God's will. What a privilege it is to have some insight into that glorious mystery, some understanding that God is at work in the life of his child in every situation, in every circumstance, whether we know or understand what's going on or not, we can trust him. Oh, beloved, I remember so well one time when I was in Wilmington, Delaware. I had gone there to share our testimony and our ministry that we had in Hawaii, where we were serving the Lord as missionaries at that time and were establishing churches. And I came down with a virus, went in to see a doctor. He found some lumps in a lymph gland, and he said it could be lung cancer, that I'd better get it checked out. I had 3 months of deputation already established and set up to be in different churches on Sunday morning, a different church Sunday night, a different church Wednesday night. I had to cancel it all out. I had to cancel everything out. And then we had to drive from Wilmington, Delaware, back to Texas, where our doctor was. Well, we had three other drivers besides myself. My son and daughter were old enough to drive and had their license, so we drove almost straight through. And I was having chills, and as we were driving along, these words came to my mind. What if I have cancer? What if I have cancer? And I wanted to pray, Lord, don't let me have cancer. But then I remembered I had told the Lord God that he could do with me, in me, and through me whatever he wanted to do, no matter what it cost, no matter what it involved, no matter what it might mean. And so instead of praying, Lord, don't let me have cancer, I prayed, Lord, have thine own way. If you want me to have cancer, then I'm willing to have cancer. I'm yours. I belong to you. You've purchased me with your precious blood. I'm not my own. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 tells me what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And so I pray, Lord, your will be done. And this wonderful, wonderful assurance came to me just as clearly as though God had spoken out loud, Son, you can trust me. And, oh, beloved, that's what God wants from you and me. He wants us to trust in Him with all of our heart, with all of our being, to trust in Him. To not lean to our own understanding when things are going on in our lives that we don't comprehend, that we don't know, that we can't figure out. My sweetheart wife, I mentioned to you last time that she has 4 broken vertebrae and that the bones of her body are just shells and sometimes they break when she just moves a little. And they're in a terrible condition. And yet God's using that to His glory, honor, and praise because I'm her caregiver. And I had to leave the church where I was ministering to and in order to take care of her needs. And thus I was able to focus more fully upon this ministry that you're listening to, this Bible study through the internet, through the radio. And as a result, many, many precious souls have come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. And so we know it's God's will. And we're pleased and happy to be available to whatever His will is. And I've heard my sweetheart wife say that one time some of our precious saints of God, whom we love dearly, are in Hawaii, and she received a phone call from one of them, and she said, Ms. Griggs, I'm praying that you'll be healed. And Verna said, I have been. And she said, you mean your body is not ill any longer? Oh, no, said Verna. My body is still ill. I'm still in intensive pain. But she said, I've been healed from the need to be healed. If this is God's will for me, I'm submissive to His will. I've yielded to His will. I want His will to be accomplished in and through my life. Oh, beloved, that peace, that sweet, quiet spirit can only come from the Lord God Himself, that we yield to Him in whatever situation, in whatever circumstance, in whatever trial, in whatever difficulty, in whatever problem we may be going through, that we can have such peace in our heart, the peace of God which passes all understanding. Beloved, that's the kind of peace the Holy Spirit of God gives. And so when we know God's will, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time He might gather together in one all things in Christ. Oh, yes, beloved. In the future, all things are going to be gathered around Jesus Christ. The 1,000-year millennial reign that's going to occur here upon this earth in the future will be when King Jesus comes back to this earth to set up His kingdom. He will rule and reign over the entire earth for 1,000 years as Lord of Lords, as King of Kings. Every knee shall bow before Him and acknowledge that He is Lord. And, beloved, we who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, we're told in the book of Revelation that we will rule and reign with Christ. As kings and priests, we will serve Him, minister to Him, honor and glorify Him in ways that we're incapable of doing now because of the impact of sin upon our lives. But then, beloved, we'll have our glorified bodies, bodies that are free from sin, then we will be able to serve Him in ways we've never been able to in these earthly, physical bodies. And oh, how great and glorious it will be to magnify, exalt, and lift Him up. I love the Lord God. I love my Heavenly Father, my Lord Jesus Christ. I love the precious Holy Spirit of God. And what a privilege it is to belong to them, Almighty God, and to serve the Triune God, and to be His, and to allow Him to use my life in whatever way He desires to His glory, His honor, and His praise. Oh, there's great joy that comes from serving the Lord. It's such a privilege. I love making these broadcasts. It thrills my soul to be able to share the Word of God with you, beloved. And oh, it's going to only be more so in our glorified bodies as we rule and reign with Christ here upon the earth for that thousand-year millennial reign of Christ. Oh, beloved, the mystery of God's will, His Word, begins to reveal and make known these truths to us. It's revealed to us in the book of Revelation. It's revealed to us in some of the Old Testament prophets, this glorious future that is before us. Oh, beloved, the mystery of God's will comes to us through knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, and thus we find complete and full acceptance in Almighty God, that He loves us and accepts us completely in Christ Jesus, and thus we do not have to worry about rejection, and we do not have to live under the fear of rejection, and we do not have to live trying to please man and trying to measure up to man's expectations and trying to be what man might want us to be, because God accepts His children fully and completely, and He has the cure for rejection. And beloved, that cure is wonderful. That cure is glorious. And it is blessed to be delivered from rejection and to find this glorious full acceptance that is ours in the Lord Jesus Christ. To know the mystery of God's will, to have the Holy Spirit living within us who unlocks the truths of God's Word, illuminates our understanding, and enables us to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Oh, what a privilege to know the living Christ. Till next time, goodbye.